was on the red-eye flight from New York to LA that I spotted him. I was wide awake after a thrilling win in court, but I was looking for some after-hours fun, too.
This is your captain speaking. We'll be flying at an altitude of 30,000 feet. On behalf of the flight crew, thank you for flying with us and have a pleasant stay.
Fate had seated me near a gorgeous, mysterious man in first class. After a stressful day at court, I was looking for a flirty way to unwind. Thanks to a complimentary glass of champagne, I was finally able to relax and set my sights on the sexy passenger across the aisle. I caught his eye, raised my glass of champagne, and gave him a wicked grin. He lowered his sunglasses and gave me a mischievous smile. Raised my seat tray and scooted closer as my knees brushed against his in the aisle. I blushed and my skin prickled as I slipped out of my sweater. There was something so familiar and magnetic about this man. Everyone on the plane was asleep as we tiptoed to the private room for first class passengers only. I followed him inside and closed the door. I gasped, and it all came rushing back to me. The shy boy I once knew in school was now standing before me, a sophisticated, sexy, and confident man. Reached out a hand to touch his face. Every inch of my body swelled with anticipation as we pressed together in the tight space. The strap of my dress fell away, exposing my left breast. His hands explored the tops of my breasts, his fingers lightly pinching my nipples. He moaned into my mouth, and I could feel his arousal harden against me. His tongue swept along the inside of my mouth, heightening my desire. But I wanted more. He untied my wrap dress as I unzipped his pants and then easily lifted me onto the cramped countertop. His mouth moved from my neck to my collarbone and down to the hardened centers of my nipples. All the while, his hands explored my wet, throbbing core. His breath was hot and heavy in my ear as he brought me to the edge. Of pleasure escaped from my lips as he plunged his hard cock deep inside of me. I closed my eyes and allowed myself to get lost in the sensation of our bodies colliding. I could feel my climax building with every thrust. We could be caught at any moment, but I didn't care. All I wanted was his body and mine moving together, his hard cock inside of me and his tongue in my mouth. He gazed into my eyes as I pulled him deeper inside of me. Our lovemaking became even more urgent then. We didn't care if the whole plane hurt us. I grasped the towel bar and held on as he thrust into me over and over again. Every inch of my body was on fire as we rocked together in time with the turbulence.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.